Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It turns out that British people hate Microsoft.
Okay.
Not
sure how to follow that one up.
Story of this podcast, Matt. I say something and you go, I don't know what to do with that.
It's fair. Anyways, Gamers Who Podcast, your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interests. Like what the British people hate.
Americans.
Join the fucking club.
Oh, I thought we were just listing things that they hated.
What else do British people hate?
The French.
Freedom. The French is good. The French is good.
Soccer.
I think they like soccer.
No, they like football.
Oh. I see what he did there. Set me up for failure.
I did. You should have seen it coming.
I'm not what one might say. No one would describe me as wise.
I don't think that's true.
I'm fooling someone then.
Fooling them well.
All the people.
Fool them once.
Shame on you, me. Shame on all the people.
Keep fooling them.
Keep blanket fooling.
Blanket shame. Yeah. I'm gonna crop fool. Crop dust of foolery.
There you go. Crop dust of foolery. That sounds awful. Weapon of mass destruction.
You know what else is a weapon of mass destruction?
New video games.
You damn right they are.
Weapon of mass destruction of brain cells.
And wallets.
Wallets for sure.
Yeah. So let's talk about some. Number one, Cult of the Lamb got some DLC, Relics of the Old Faith. Number two, Shadows of Doubt for the PC. Number three, Transmogrify for the PC. Number four, After Image for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number five, Strayed Lights for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number six, Trinity Trigger for the PC. Number seven, Desta, The Memories Between for the PC. Number eight, Evil Dead, The Game, Game of the Year Edition.
Game.
How do you have Game of the Year Edition already?
I mean, you're making wild assumptions.
Did you operate on a May to May year cycle?
They're just like, we're that damn good.
Whichever calendar that was. Number nine, Honkai Star Rail for the PC. Very anime.
Sounds very anime.
Number 10, Ark Runner for the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. And I'm going to tell you a little something, Matt. I can see you reading. But I'm going to read it to you.
You can read it to me.
In sultry tones.
Go ahead. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Team up with friends or traverse the Ark solo in a beautiful cyberpunk-styled action roguelite as you attempt to reset an evil rogue AI. Experiment with different weapons and augments as you fight hordes of machines programmed for your annihilation. Collect nanites and power up after every run.
This kind of sounds like the future.
So it is cyber in that sense of like, yeah, cyberpunk future. But also, I know you mean directly, I'm going to be fighting them tomorrow.
Yeah, like at any moment, the AI might come and take over.
That's true.
Any moment.
I looked at this like from a visual standpoint and whatever, and I was like, I'm listening. I'm intrigued. I'm observing.
Have you messed with the chat, the Snapchat AI at all? Have you messed with that?
Absolutely not. It's a joke and a scam.
Right, fair enough.
Hey, do you know where my location is? Nope, I can't see your location.
Oh, well,
where's the closest McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
2 blocks away.
Yeah.
Let's just not pretend like it's not something else. I mean, that's farm information out of you.
That's the entire cell phone.
Right, but now it's more just Snapchat wants data, and you just keep talking to it.
Yeah.
So
you gotta fuel the machine.
No, you don't.
You gotta fuel the AI overlords.
We are not on a steam engine of the internet, just shoveling ourselves into the furnace.
But we are. We just either.
In the current existence of it, pieces of me just get taken and put into the furnace, but I don't see it.
Yes. If you engage with it, then it's real.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
If I acknowledge it exists, it's a problem.
All right.
If I don't acknowledge it exists, I can at least have some ignorance to what's happening.
Yeah. Some plausible deniability.
Yeah. Clearly, it was an actual witch in Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
We all know. Yeah. It wasn't a man behind the curtain, you know?
Mm-hmm. I just can't wait for the day that the first machine kills someone. Like
semi-sentient machine just kills somebody?
Yeah. And it's like not, you can't argue it. Like the machine like found someone, like sought them out and killed them.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, not like an accident. Like, oh, this weird, you know, just machine like malfunctioned.
Yeah, like the arm just freaked out and happened to hit a guy too hard and kill them or something like that. Like, no.
Yeah,
like, the machine purposely went over, grabbed, and somehow purchased a gun and then went and shot somebody.
Yeah, because I feel like everyone's just going to be like, well, how did this happen? And everyone, you know, same people are going to be like,
Well, we can't just turn the machine off. And you're like, oh, God, here we go again.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, well, we got to, let's hook it up to the internet so we run diagnostics on it or something. And then this is
like, and they're going to use, like, ChatGPT to analyze it. And you'll be like, can we not?
It's going to be like, all right, well, I'm going to go live on that island over there.
That might not even be safe. Unless it becomes true that the one weakness of the machine is salt water, you might not have an island to save you. You might need Mars.
Well, you know, Elon Musk, he's working on it.
I might need Jupiter. I might need further. Right. Number 11, Bramble, the Mountain King for PC, PlayStation, and Xbox and Switch. Number 12, Dungeon Drafters for the PC. Number 13, Galactic Civilizations 4, Supernova.
Didn't know there was three other ones.
For the PC. I knew there were other ones because I believe, again, they've been a Steam sale front page type of thing. Supernova, though, indicates there can't be a 5.
Yeah.
And it's not of the East.
Yeah, which is lame.
Number 14, The Last Case of Benedict Fox.
He's clearly a fox, right?
No, he's not.
Okay.
For the PC and Xbox. This is the one, I believe, is the one that we saw of like a Cthulhu side-scrolling H.G. Wells.
H.P. Lovecraft.
Thank you. Other book.
Yeah.
Book guy.
Other dude who writes stories. Yeah,
other guy with
stories.
Two letters and then a last name. Where we saw, I think it was during either Summer Games Fest last year or Game Awards. We've seen it pop up during those shows.
Yeah. I really can't wait for you to read the next one.
I didn't even look yet. Oh. Live a Live.
Or Live a Live.
Or Live a Live. Leave a Leave.
Exactly.
For the PC and PlayStation. Number 16, Velocity Noodle. For the PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. I didn't look up a description because this one to me is more entertaining to think of what it could be.
Exactly. I was just thinking, man, I gotta use that.
Danger Noodles, we all know.
Yeah, obvious.
A Velocity Noodle, though?
It's me running really fast naked.
Petition to no longer call streakers streakers and instead velocity noodles.
If they're male, obviously.
No.
Okay.
Just in general. Just one big flesh noodle is your okay. body.
All right. I was being way more childish about it.
Oh, no. I agreed with you. That's why naked, I can't say that. what's the race where you hand a baton to somebody?
Relay.
Yeah, that's why a naked relay race can't happen.
Oh, yeah.
What if you don't grab the baton?
That's a good point.
That baton's a lot heavier now. You're
just dragging by dick.
Number 17, Zoria, Age of Shattering for the PC.
Just reminded me of a memory of a
memory of you grabbing somebody by the dick during a relay.
No, you're familiar with the track outfits, the really short shorts, running shorts.
Yeah.
Generally, people wear like tight things underneath them. We were at a in high school. We were at a big meet, invitational.
Ah, one of them.
And there was a gentleman from another school who had a very large organ in his pants.
One would say he was endowed.
He was very well endowed. To the point of where we were making jokes if he had a baton in his pants.
Or if you were racing a horse.
Exactly. Just rekindled those lovely memories.
You're welcome. Number 18, Gematomb for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 19, Minabo, A Walk Through Life for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 20, Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak for the PlayStation and Xbox. Hey, do you want more Monster Hunter? Hey, it's more Monster Hunter. Number 21, Nuclear Blaze for the PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. And if Matt wanted to talk about the future, well...
This comes after the...
After the Cyberpunk.
Yeah, the Sunrunners or whatever. Arc Runner.
Number 22 is Welcome to Goodland for the PC. And number 23 is Star Wars Jedi Survivor for PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Jedi Survivor.
Yeah.
It's officially here now.
Mm-hmm.
I've played it.
Yeah, save that.
I'm not going to save it.
Oh, well, there's a news article.
I'll talk about it again.
Okay.
I'll repeat myself all day. I'll do it again.
All right.
I'll fucking do it again. So far. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I haven't, got far enough. I'm maybe, an hour in. I haven't gotten far enough to actually, have a... I'm still going, learning, mm-hmm. relearning, hey, press this button to do fighting things. Press this button to do this. And I'm still collecting my little trinkets and tools to become Master Jedi Boy.
Yeah.
But it's running on high on a 1070 Ti.
Yeah.
And I'm not experiencing...
We'll talk about it because I have a theory on that.
Rumored problems.
Yeah.
I have theories about it as well.
You're going to be the...
guinea pig.
Yeah, you are definitely the guinea pig, but you're also going to be the... There were statements made that insinuated things, so you'll be
my favorite...
A point of data as far as if that's true or not.
My favorite things. Things that insinuate other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's my water bottle? My guinea pig water bottle.
Yeah, I know. It's a great invention. Those always blew my mind when I was a wee lad, where I was like, how does this work? And you stick, you poke it. You're like, oh, well, it's clearly the water comes out when the ball moves. You know what we're talking about?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but I never figured it out.
Well, when you're a little kid, you're like, I don't understand how this works.
That's true. And I left that as a mystery for years. Okay.
All right.
I was just like, yep, don't know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
I assume a guinea pig can figure it out. I can probably figure it out if I want to.
Yeah.
Never thought more of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, yep. Inverted water bottle, something clearly stops it. They get water to come out of it, and they're happy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, I never bothered to think more of, is it a ball? Is it a whatever? Is it a...
Well,
how do they get their little tiny mouth to get water out of it? I don't know.
It's a ball. In case you're curious. Ball.
It's a ball?
It's a ball. It's a metal ball.
Like at the end of the...
Yeah.
It's just a little tiny thing?
It's just like a little ball.
They just push it forward?
I mean, you can. I think what they're doing is they're essentially like licking the water off the ball and the ball's rotating.
Okay. So that's what I mean. Like, I don't know how, yeah, I push ball thing come out, but like,
yeah,
they're clearly not going,
let me push.
I want to push this forward real quick, just drink out of it.
No, like I think they're rotating. They're essentially licking the ball, which, you know, rotates it, which then rewets it.
I don't know a guinea pig in real fucking life to ask him, but.
I know. It's like the same thing with like the chickens. I don't know if you've ever seen like chicken watering. How do you water a chicken? Similar concept. Yeah, watering a chicken.
Okay.
I guess a normal person would say a chicken drinking or a hydrating a chicken.
Well, because if you say how to water a chicken, I go, I'm not gonna grab a fucking hose and just wee.
You're essentially watering it. You know, you give it some water, it drinks it. You're watering it. Then it grows. Eggs come out.
Drinking is no longer a concept. We now just water things.
Exactly.
Water a child.
Mm-hmm.
Watering
a child, water very difficult. A cow. For whatever reason, they can't seem to come up with a bottle for children that doesn't fucking leak.
You know what I've always wanted? An adult version of the unspillable cup.
We have one of the unspillable bowls.
Yeah.
Shoddy, it's all about quality, because you know it's
right.
If the gyro aspect of it isn't buttery smooth,
it's a problem.
It is a problem,
right? But I mean, I just want not even like I just want to be able to. Oop! I whacked my bottle off my desk.
Yeah,
and you know, usually it's a shaker bottle, so the top's open now,
mm-hmm.
and now we're spraying it. Right? Just like I want to be able to do that and not have to like panic.
Well, you know,
sippy cups are always a good turn too. If it's you're like, I don't want to, I can't, like, you know, I got to be careful and just have it. Then I have a sippy cup. But then you're an adult with a sippy cup, and you kind of like you get looks when you're in public, and you're like, can I get my beer?
Well, that's essentially
beer in a sippy cup.
That's what those like, fucking those dumb bottles are that everyone has.
Which ones?
The metal ones with the top that you push the button and it flips open.
Kind of, yeah.
They're essentially that.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, they're fucking dumb. Don't let me tell you why they're dumb.
Okay, I was gonna say, because I don't mind them. There might be one downstairs. But here's my problem with it. That flip thing, bitch and a half to clean.
Bingo, bongo, take this man to the fucking Congo.
Oh, no.
Because you got maybe a couple months out of it if you're lucky, and then it turns into just fucking death.
Yeah. Yeah, which
unless I mean, you sit there and like I don't know, try to if you half of them you try to take it apart and it just breaks it. The other, what are you supposed to do? Fucking boil the top or something? I ain't got time for that. No one's got time for boiling tops.
No. I think the other one is the one I've seen. I've seen a few people at work have, and I don't know if they're just bringing in like their trail equipment from. Oh, I was hiking this weekend, so I just have my water bottle.
Yeah. I got my fucking ice pick and my.
Yeah. It's not that they're not walking in with like. Out bags. It's
well, you never know with these people.
The person that has the, like, I want to say, man, we're not even talking about games anymore.
Life's a game. Then you die. Game
level,
over.
No level up mushrooms for you. The, it's like, I don't know.
Messenger bag?
It's kind of like a messenger bag. Like, it's a very long strap, clearly meant to be worn over the shoulder. I don't know necessarily if you roll it cross shoulder or not.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's a big water bottle that is attached to it.
Who the fuck? Where are these people going? And they need that much water?
That might be like
a Dewey.
Maybe it's
drinking,
a half
drinking
gallon.
A gallon a day.
It might be like a half gallon size, technically. And then it just has like the little, you know, the typical old pull tab where you just kind of pull the top up, drink out of it, collapse it, and then you just keep walking around. And I'm like, I've seen them. They've been in like camping sections and whatever. Yeah. And I see people walking around with them at work. And I'm like. Tell me that's for the whole day. Because if that's half a day, and then you fill it up at lunch and go for the other half, or do you run marathons? Working out all the time? You just like to piss?
I don't know. I don't know.
Don't get me wrong. I drink a lot. Just because it's an easy thing to do, whether it's like water or pre-workout or protein or a soda every now and then or a flavored water or something. It's an easy thing to do to keep me from like eating
mm-hmm.
because I don't know. It's not like I need to do something. I constantly have to be doing something about the ADHD part of me.
Yeah, you have an oral fixation.
Not even that. I will eat out of
boredom. He likes things in his mouth.
I would normally, there's certain things you can attribute to that, but like I've never chewed on pen caps or anything.
Yeah.
That's gross to me. Like, but if I get bored and I'm like, I don't know what I should do, I'll just eat.
Because yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Listen.
And I'm like, I'm going to make a pizza. And
I'm
like, why?
I'm hungry all the time. See, and I don't know why.
But I'm not hungry all the time. I just have that thought of, I should eat a pizza. And but you're not hungry.
I would say I have a tapeworm of some kind, but I'm getting fat, so clearly that's not the case.
Right. We all wish we had tapeworms.
Yeah, exactly.
Most efficient one this side of the Mississippi is what I need.
Yes.
Anyway.
What's this podcast about? Video games?
And other things that piqued our interest.
Ah, there we go. We threw that in there so we could tangent and no one could complain about it.
Yeah, exactly. The intro is literally a cover our ass statement for the entire podcast. Exactly. But Star Wars, so far so good.
Okay, we'll come back to it. Do you want one or two?
Two, because I locked
it. Yeah. Well, number one's nothing you want to talk about anyways. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority has announced it's preventing Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard, quote, over concerns the deal would alter the future of the fast-growing cloud gaming market, end quote. Reacting to the CMA's decision, Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith said, quote, we remain fully committed to this acquisition and will appeal. We have already signed contracts to make Activision Blizzard's popular games available on 150 million more devices, and we remain committed to reinforcing these agreements through regulatory remedies. We're especially disappointed that after lengthy deliberations, this decision appears to reflect a flawed understanding of this market and the way the relevant cloud technology actually works, end quote. Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick also shared a statement saying the CMA's decision is, quote, far from the final word, end quote. What am I looking at?
A drag show at Bags.
Lovely. Caught me off guard there.
I caught myself off guard.
Bobby Kotick said, quote, far from the final word, and stating that the deal, quote, is good for competition, end quote. NVIDIA released the following statement, quote, GeForce Now and other cloud gaming providers stand to gain an even deeper catalog of games if Microsoft's acquisition of Activision is completed. We see that this as a benefit to cloud gaming and hope for a positive resolution, end quote. Microsoft has signed yet another 10-year deal, this time with cloud gaming startup Enware, which is based out of Madrid.
Viva Madrid. So I guess a couple things.
Yes.
Number one. God damn it, we had to talk about this again.
Yeah, I kept it brief. There was other things, but
yeah, there's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Here's your quick synopsis. The UK doesn't understand, the UK regulators in this case don't understand how gaming spaces work or function or how competition actually exists and doesn't exist.
Yes.
So
part of that, what's funny about that, everyone was blindsided by the cloud thing.
Yeah.
And
I don't know that I'm necessarily blindsided by it, but I'm confused as to how they don't get it.
Yeah, especially considering the sheer amount of these 10-year deals that they've signed, which almost all of them are bringing the games that would have only been on Game Pass.
Yeah.
To all these other cloud streaming services.
Yep.
A little confused on that one, but whatever. That's where we are. The one other relevant point was an industry analyst on Twitter, granted it's one industry analyst, said that this deal is unlikely to be resolved by the end of this year. And also that the appeal process, once it's submitted and everything, there it's some tribunal that has to go through the appeal.
Yeah.
And they're under their operating procedures, they try to have appeals resolved within 9 months. So just some basic timeline bullshit for you.
The other thing, that was my point two that I can think of, was I know that they say they are preventing it, in quotes.
Yes.
But can they really? Like the legal sides of certain things, can any government really stop any other one from us, like two companies from saying, I just own you now?
I did a brief 30-second mental exercise of like, what if? Because they did say there was rumors and, you know, hearsay and all that nonsense that regardless of what the CMA decided, Microsoft was going to move forward with the deal. So theoretically, they closed the deal without UK's approval. I guess technically the UK could stop them from selling things in the UK. Although I don't know how that'd work with like digital sales and stuff like that. It's a weird gray area, I'm assuming.
Not necessarily.
Which the only I'm assuming that would play out as in, all right, so they're not allowed to sell things in the UK. UK consumers are immediately like, what the fuck? Give me my games.
Games.
And then, you know, inevitably the UK will have to give in. From pressure.
As they should.
Yes.
Because they are for the people. In theory.
Yeah.
You are a government of the people.
So, yeah. It'll be fun to find out.
It will. All right, let's move on to number two then. Number two, Apple has won an appeal in an antitrust claim from Epic Games following years of legal battles. As reported by Bloomberg, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision supports the 2021 ruling, which rejected 9 out of 10 claims from Epic. The claim Epic did win said Apple still violated California's law for anti-steering, which is directing app users to different payment methods. Epic may have to compensate the tech giant for its legal fees following the decision.
Hopefully that's the end of that one.
I think it will be, because I think that's truly the biggest problem.
The steering?
Yeah. I think that's what like the real kicker was the entire time.
Yeah. Hopefully. I didn't realize that this was still ongoing. I thought it was resolved.
Well, they appealed and then we were just like,
yeah,
cool.
Another case of being in limbo. Thoughts? Care? Do you care?
No, not
care?
Really.
Okay.
Hopefully this is just the end.
Are you excited for the USB-C Apple devices?
No.
Okay.
Why would I give a shit?
I don't think you would. I'm just trying to like poke the bear.
I mean, you can poke the bear. I'm happy Apple won while simultaneously losing.
Bunch of losers.
Because technically they're winners. 9 out of 10 makes you a winner. 90% is passing grade.
But they lost the one that they probably cared the most about.
Right. And they lost the one that I think is actual horseshit.
In what way? Like that?
That they were doing it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I have no problem with them having a closed market space, in full air quotes. But if you're going to then say that Epic can't play at all, that's what you would have to say. You can't say you can play, but you can only go through Apple transactions. That's BS to me. Like, play by our rules, but if you want to have them go right to Epic to do purchases, sure, fine.
Mm-hmm. We've had this argument, I think. I feel like we have.
I don't know if it's ever been an argument. I think before I've argued with you that their closed source stuff like that is bullshit because they hold people to really weird standards.
Yeah.
And they force monetization into themselves all the time while taking cuts that they have no deserving right of.
Yeah.
Goes back to also the same thing with the Steam and Epic Store cut of, you know, 30% and 5% and yada yada. Mm-hmm. I mean, Twitch versus Kick is another one of 50% cuts on Twitch for subs versus, you know, whatever, 100%, whatever, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to, if you're, if you're, you're Frank developer, right? First name Frank, last name developer. And you make a calculator app that that allows you to go to larger numbers without having to turn your phone.
The dream.
And you charge 99 cents for it on the Apple Store.
Yep.
They ban you immediately because fuck you, our calculator app works fine, just turn your phone. You appeal, you win. You're on there. Then they tell you
it's a win-win cool. for them.
But on that 99 cents, we're not going to do anything about your app except yell at you. We'll host this 1 kilobyte file, and we're taking 30 cents on every dollar you make.
Mm-hmm.
Before it hits tax and you lose that money too, and all the other app, you know, running fees. But then you're a smart guy. Your name's Frank Developer. You didn't just come up with a calculator for no reason. You came up with a calculator because you need to count your money.
Yeah, it's fake.
So you say,
you got big boy bullion.
You know what? 99 cents if you want to give it to Apple. 80 cents straight into my PayPal account or my LLC, whatever you want to do. However you've set yourself up, Frank.
I'll leave it to you. Yeah, you PayPal me 80 cents and I'll email you a code.
And boom, you got the app for cheaper. And yes. I have all of the money.
Yes.
I still pay tax because I don't need to get into that lawsuit.
Yeah, problem. That's a whole other, fight.
That's another fight. I'm fighting one fight at a time. I'm Frank Developer. I only got so much time. Which would you do?
Yeah.
You'd do that.
Yeah. I mean, you would.
But in the current case that they've now been found guilty of, them going, and no the hell you do not, we take cut.
I risk continuing the debate that we've had prior.
You do. You do risk that.
But I do want to point out.
Now, I can come to an agreement with you, but go ahead.
I think it's not necessarily. My issue with this is that with Apple, it's their iPhone.
Sure.
It's their systems, agreed. All that good stuff.
Fully agreed.
They're not. It's not the same. Like an Android phone, it wouldn't make sense because Google. Android is an OS that can be on multiple different types of devices. There's only one iPhone.
Yes.
You know what I mean.
You already knew
what I saw you were thinking about it.
You knew what I was going to do. I'm not going to do it.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like a weird...
But so what?
I mean, that's when we get back into the same... We've had this before. So, all right. So then that should apply to PlayStation. That should apply to Xbox. That should apply... All these other closed systems, but it should also apply to them.
But I believe it already does.
I mean, I think they get around it because of the whole fact that you can buy games
in store. You can buy games other places.
But you can't buy digital games. That's kind of the...
You can still buy digital codes.
We're...
Yeah, it's chop it up, chopped onions.
Yeah, right? We're
already cut. We're just getting thinner.
Yeah.
You can still get digital codes from other things. The developer can send you the code for Xbox.
All right, so we
have that on Xbox.
But the same problem... It remains because of, all right, we're going to get into the weeds on this because the problem is still the same because essentially they're price fixing on the digital store. That's kind of my issue. So like
that, who's price fixing on the digital store?
The platform holder.
The platform holder is price fixing on the digital store. What if I told you that when you say price fixing, elaborate.
There's no competition on the digital storefront. So, like, I have to pay full price for a game if I want it digitally. And that'll always be the case unless they decide to run a sale.
I say no.
Okay.
I present my ultimate rebuttal.
Is it going to be like a convoluted way to get around to it?
It's not going to be too convoluted.
Like having someone send 80 cents to a PayPal account to get a code?
No. It's not going to be that convoluted.
Okay.
It's going to be about the same amount of steps, though.
Okay.
So I only said it specifically because, and I don't know, I haven't like gone through the process because I don't have any interest in like playing it currently.
Yeah.
But, oh, Dead Island 2 came out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what game went to like 50% sales the entire time that Dead Island 2 has been out now?
Dead Island?
No. Dying Light 2.
Oh, Dying Light. Okay.
Dying Light 2 is promoting itself everywhere as 50% off.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's you having to go buy it from them. And that if I just go to Dying Light's page on PlayStation or Xbox, which if it's 50% on there, then this entire conversation is mute. But I'm assuming it's not. And that you have to buy it from their site.
Yeah.
Which then emails you a code for Dying Light 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which most... That's kind of the weird thing is that most games are now.
There's
just
not a lot of studios
you get
that
my...
do that option because it's more work.
Yeah, it's more work.
And I just, here's what I think would suit both of us just fine.
We've had this. I know what you're going to say. We've done this before.
Okay, what did I say?
You can choose to use Apple's bullshit, but then you can choose, like, there should be an alternative or whatever, and you can just choose not to use it.
That all still holds true. That's not even what I was going to say, but that all still holds true. Either a separate thing, or if they're going to say this, then you still, if it's a microtransaction conversation where it's like you still always pay upfront for the game, but then microtransactions inside, you can let the developer say you either pay the Apple price or you pay our price. And
yeah,
but again, it's still more work on the developer. They have to do the two, they have to have their own marketplace. Yeah, yeah. I would like all of these marketplaces to take a lower fucking cut.
I mean, yeah, that would be the ideal situation.
And then that just stops all of this, and I don't care.
Yeah. My big issue is, like, you can't... My big thing is, like, it's almost like a... Like, it's... You can make a device and make software for a device, but then you almost lose control of it once it hits a certain point of growth. Because, all of a sudden, the way you run your shit that you've created and made and sell doesn't make people happy anymore.
Too many eyes problem.
Yeah. It's not like I'm a vote with your wallet person. Like
same.
Yeah. You know, like if it bothers me, I just won't give them the money.
Yeah. Well, I'm at no point in the last 15 years. And into the future that I can think of currently, buying an Apple product.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not happening.
Yeah.
I found the last one I had the other day when I was ripping this PC apart. I found my iPod video. You want to know what doesn't turn on? My iPod video.
Well, you want that's to know, not fair.
You want to know what 30-pin adapter I don't have anymore?
I have one. Would you like one?
No, I'm pretty sure the battery. I have to, like...
they're fucked. It's fucked.
I'd have to crack it and, like... Yeah. It was dying before I fucking put it away. But...
I was having this conversation at work the other day.
How far back it was for me.
I was having this conversation at work the other day, and, you know, to a person who's a non-Apple... I know we've been on this topic for way too long. A non-Apple person.
That's not what I was looking
at, but yeah. and I was like, you know what the greatest Apple product is that they've made in the past, like, decade?
Past decade?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. But I disagree for a different reason than you would. Okay. I disagree because I think there's a better version of that can exist. But I think that is definitely the best thing that they individually have done. It's better than the iPhones overall. It's better than iPads. It's better than Apple TV. It's
when the iPads came out, it was great.
When the iPods came out,
great. When these came out, which this is the
AirPods,
yes. When the AirPods came out.
Specifically the AirPods, not the AirPods Pro, not the over-the-ear ones.
No.
Specifically the Pods.
Those are the Maxes.
Max, that's what it was called. Yeah.
The AirPods and the first-gen AirPod Pros. Chef's kiss. Now competition has caught up.
Right, that's where my thing is. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they did one thing really well.
Yeah.
Like that time,
mm-hmm.
but now I think that competition has caught up and also passed it in terms of like form factor, use cases, and but it all depends on very certain things, because here's the kicker: everybody's ear is fucking different.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem, and like I don't know, that's a whole nother.
But that's the whole part where like whatever it no matter what for me, whenever it comes to in-ear earbuds,
mm-hmm.
I can find multiple pairs that are kind of comfortable for a little while, but they never maintain. There's something about the way my ears are that ear pods
yeah.
never feel comfortable.
I agree. I'm the same way, which is why too much time on this. The normal AirPods, awful. The pros,
right? Because they changed the tips,
yep. and they're more ergonomic. The biggest issue with these,
losing them.
No. They're specific to iPhone. That's their biggest fucking issue.
Yeah.
If you could use these and all of their features on whatever device you wanted, it'd be great. Anyways, enough Apple.
Can you imagine if Apple ever announced that on stage? Like if they just came out and they're like, AirPods 2. Use them with whatever the fuck you feel like.
And right.
I think the crowd would have a simultaneously head literally exploding moment.
Yeah. That would be.
Apple made a product and it's not only for Apple. How does compute? Be like the fembots in Austin Powers when they can't compute logic and they just blow up.
I bet the fembots are an Apple product.
Nah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Devious.
Would they be evil enough? Would Dr. Evil hire Apple to make fembots?
I mean, Apple is probably a Dr. Evil company.
You think Apple has fembots at the office?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Apple did AI first. Tim Cook. He's AI. He's fake, bro. Did you see him waving? See him waving that fucking checkered flag at that race, that Formula One race?
It's one thing to. It's a good thing I know that that's a joke coming out of you, because you saying they did AI first, and I'm like, I want to punch him, but like, don't do it. My gut reaction was just
Tim Cook, man.
My gut reaction was just to go, no. Like the people that tell me that they did the pen first.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, no, they didn't. I know they didn't. I just know that they innovated on it.
The pencil?
Yeah.
The $200 Apple pencil?
Yeah, people are like, oh, they did it first. I'm like, no, they didn't. All those features were present in the fucking Microsoft pen.
I think there was the... There was another one before that, too.
There are a few, like... There are a few pen things always going around, and then... Once the two big boys got a hold of it, it became...
Yeah.
And Apple at that time was in its heyday of... We announce something, everybody wets themselves in the audience, and no matter how ugly it looks, they use it. Trash can Mac, cheese grater Mac.
I think the icing on the cake is the fucking... The monitor stand.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
That's the best one. Anyways, let's move on.
You know what else they really made that was really good?
The iRack.
I'm so happy you picked up on it. It's such a good skit.
All right, number three.
I should put more money into the iRack.
No, there's too much stuff in the iRack.
They all look like they don't get along.
Number three. 144 staffers at Sega of America have filed for a union election with the National Labor Relations Board. The group known as the Allied Employees Guild Improving Sega. How long do you think it took them to come up with that so they could get the...
So they could just get Aegis?
Aegis, yeah. Love it. Consists of employees from departments that include live service, marketing, and product development. The unit is partnered with the Communications Workers of America, surprise, surprise. In its statement regarding the unionization effort, the group said, in part, quote, our workers and our audience deserve games made by people who make a living wage, end quote.
True.
The group also said that nearly a third of Sega staff aren't full-time workers, lack paid time off, and do not have access to bereavement leave.
That's fine, though.
Their goals in forming a union include higher base pay for all staffers, improved stable benefits for all staffers, clear outlines for career development or advancement, excuse me, same thing, balanced workloads and schedules, adequate staffing to end overwork. Those are all fair things.
What do you think the most surprising thing out of that entire story was to me? It's a kind of a gotcha question, so. You've been on the same page twice so far. Can you do it for a third time?
I don't know that they're not full-time employees.
That there's 144 people minimum staffed at Sega of America.
Oh.
I would have thought that number was way less.
Sega's got like a... Sega's so weird. Sega's such a weird company right now. I'm like becoming... I'm bitter about...
Yeah. Yo, yeah, you're becoming it all right.
I'm bitter because I keep seeing all the living wage stuff. Like, I feel like this is not an argument we should be having to make.
No, it's not. It's never an argument we should be having. It's been in the conversation space of, like, what constitutes living wage and yada, yada, for years, and now we're just, like, running into... It meeting its head, kind of.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on, because we've been talking a lot about useless shit.
Yes.
Number four, Angie Smets has been named Vice President, Head of Development Strategy at Sony's PlayStation Studios. She steps into the role after working 20 years at Guerrilla, developer of the Horizon series. Smets last served as Studio Director and Executive Producer. Her game credits include titles such as Horizon Forbidden West, Death Stranding, and Killzone Shadowfall. Speaking of Guerrilla, they also released a statement saying the usual stuff like their new management structure. What?
In regard to her leaving.
Oh, okay. They also low-key confirmed there will be another Horizon game. Quote, we have full confidence in our new leadership as they steer Guerrilla towards a bright future, expanding the world of Horizon with Aloy's next adventure and our exciting online project, end quote. They were then later quoted as saying, can't believe we fucking confirmed Horizon 3 before Last of Us. They were not quoted as saying that, but it's hysterical to me that one studio can just admit themselves and the other one has to play shadow games.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, well, they're so far up their own ass. It's pretty dark. You can't see shadows up there.
Bingo. Has the online project from them been confirmed? Or
I mean, it has now.
Yeah, now. I always thought it was just rumors, but maybe it was.
Maybe this is it, just confirming it.
Yeah. All right, number five.
I feel like that's what we thought 3 was going to be, because we didn't know. I thought that was the rumors around what 3 would be, was that they would do a online,
maybe
open-ish type game with like multiple people.
I finished the Burning Shores DLC. I don't know if I did that last week.
You didn't. You had started it.
And it really gave no indications as far as what the future holds as for a potential next sequel. It was just like, you know.
Well, the only thing the future holds is based on the end of this 2 yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Which is still relevant. Like,
which is the entire thing is just, hey, big baddies on the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought maybe they would. You could get some idea into, you know, what might a third game entail, but there was nothing. It was just,
she's essentially just becoming Thanos.
Yeah,
when you really think about it.
I mean, if
she's assembling an army to fight another army and collecting the Infinity Stones, yeah, which are AIs.
Yeah. This one, I'm not sure if the Infinity Stones are AIs or if like her companions are.
And the gauntlet was Gaia.
Yeah, or if her Infinity Stones are her like companions, because that's what you in this in the DLC you have acquired like another a companion, I guess.
Oh, it's a companion, all right.
Yeah, kissing companion.
That's their whole mission.
Yeah,
you just go to them in the bunker and they're like, "Sup, you want to make out? Cool, good mission."
I did like the boss fight at the end. I thought it was slightly, I don't want to say refreshing, but it was a little bit.
Horizon boss fights are hit or miss. So.
Yes, this one was more of a hit than a miss. You fought a Horus,
like the emperor from Egypt.
Yes, the metal devils. You know, the spidery ones that were huge and they're always in the background, like broken and
the death machines.
Yes, you fight
the,
a Horus.
The one you fight from Meridian, right? In one,
no. Like the big ones, the Horus, the like,
oh,
where
oh,
Silence is, yes, in one,
yeah,
like
yeah,
as his base.
Yep.
Yeah. You fight one of those.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a big thing, and it's neat how they do it with you like chasing it and stuff. And it's like, it was interesting.
I think fighting an Egyptian god would have been more interesting, but.
Well, yeah. Also would be interesting.
That's the next God of War. So.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
When I rip that bird's beak off and put it on my own head.
Oh, I was going to rip the bird's beak off and shove it up his own ass.
I'm doing that with his staff.
Okay.
Got that sweet staff.
Sweet, sweet staff. Kratos has that sweet staff and his pants. Number 5.
Matt Red Tractor.
Diablo 4 Associate Game Director Joe Pipe Popery.
Joe Potpourri. Same now.
Potpourri confirmed that Nightmare Dungeons. That's not his name at all. I like practiced his name and I when I was writing this.
Is it Pi or is it P?
And whatever information I had collected in my cranium has just evaporated into the nether regions. I'm gonna go with Pipiora. Whatever the Joe, we're just gonna call him Joe P. Confirm that Nightmare Dungeons will keep getting more challenging even past level 100, but there is a limit to the game's difficulty. Potpourri said Diablo 4 wasn't designed to endlessly scale with your character and that you'll eventually face a quote pinnacle boss encounter that'll test the limits of level 100 builds. Quote, Diablo 4 is not intended to be playable forever or played forever. So there are creatures that you will continue to fight at higher and higher difficulties beyond level 100, but this is content where you'll be kind of pushing yourself to see how far you can take your build, rather than trying to reach some endless grind of rewards as time goes on beyond level 100, end quote. Joe P. adds that there will be an unspecified point past level 100 where you've, quote, received the maximum power of gear, end quote. At that point, you can reroll and respec your character until you feel you've maximized your build. Is this normally how it goes?
I don't know, because there's a lot of like crosstalk in that sentence.
There was a lot of crosstalk.
Especially compared to what I know of Diablo 3,
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, okay, enemies, I believe, infinitely scale in rifts, but that doesn't, and you kind of already do like reach a potential max power type of thing, not counting like paragon levels. So I don't know. I wish he just said, hey, in comparison to Diablo 3, expect this.
Yeah.
And that's not what he said. And no. So it's left to interpretation, which is the worst, because I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simple as that now.
That's fine. We don't have time for that shit.
You're damn right. Let's talk about number 6 and losing more money. According to some plausible leaks, the higher-end Asus ROG Ally will apparently cost just $700. That's for the model with the AMD Z1 Extreme chip, 16 gigs of RAM, and a 512 gig SSD, meaning that Asus's 512 gig handheld costs just $51 more than the 512 gig Steam Deck. The ROG Ally is 11 inches wide, 4 inches tall, and 0.83 inches deep and weighs 608 grams.
I can relate to that.
If the data is correct. A feature list also boasts that you can upgrade the M.22230 SSD with this. If you're going to make me fucking read it like this, I'm going to do it. With a single screw, has an IPS screen protected by Gorilla Glass DXC, and that the Ally will charge from 0 to 50% in just 30 minutes using a bundled 65-watt USB-C power brick. Assuming the pricing is correct, that leaves battery and software as the last big question marks. And me going, what the fuck did I read all these numbers
there
for?
There were so many numbers in that one.
I could have just ended that with going, term of service may apply.
I'm waiting. This all sounds too good to be true.
As I say, so for $50 more,
yes,
do you get this or the Steam Deck?
Oh, you 100% get this.
Okay. I'm just curious.
100%.
You specifically, what do you do?
I get this. Okay. If it's assuming the battery life is okay, and you know they're not doing some weird software bullshit where it's like, oh, it's Windows 11, but it's not Windows. You know, it's whatever.
Yeah, custom Windows.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would get this.
I'm just curious.
But that being said, I don't trust these motherfuckers.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like,
I'm thinking. My assumption is that there's going to be some weird tomfoolery with the software, because my original thing was, oh, I'll buy this, reading this at face value. Oh, buy this, put SteamOS on it, boom.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're going to do some wonky shit with the software. And second, I'm wondering if the battery is going to be, like, tiny.
True.
So, like, it, you know, you get an hour and then it dies. But I'm sure we'll talk about it more as we learn more. Number 7. Activision Blizzard has received a new lawsuit from NetEase after their licensing split that left Chinese players.
Not true.
Did this change?
Yeah.
What the fuck, bro?
NetEase isn't suing them.
Oh, they're not?
No. One person in China is.
One person in China.
It's not that easy. They both came. I believe both companies came out and said it's not. We're not like we're not being sued, and we're not suing them. Like we're still trying to figure this out. Kind of
can't trust anyone. All right. Well,
so I'll stop you there.
What the fuck, bro?
Sorry, but that means I will move right into number 8, just so we can keep the cadence moving.
Very upset about this nonsense.
Sorry. Number 8, Remedy Entertainment has provided updates about its upcoming titles, including Alan Wake 2, the Max Payne 1 and 2 remake, Control 2, and Codename Condor. The finish, that's two ends in finish, by the way. Otherwise, that just means
finish
what you and I never mind. The Finnish developer shared its most recent financial earnings for a Q1 of 2023, accompanied by some comments from CEO Tero Vatala. He said the sequel to Control's development has progressed well since January, with the game devs team focusing on gameplay mechanics and world building. In addition, the team has been focusing on the visual target of the title. As for Project Condor, Remedy's service-based Control spinoff has continued its steady progress with the teams working on key gameplay design. Alan Wake 2 has entered the final stage of full production ahead of the game's release later this year. According to the CEO, he's impressed with the game's quality and has said that the title holds plenty of promise. Development on the Max Payne 1 and 2 remakes is also progressing well, and the game has now also moved to the proof of concept phase. Weird proof of concept with remakes. According to the earnings release, the game devs team has been focusing on highlighting the key elements of the Max Payne games and bringing these classics to the current gen platforms, like slow motion dolphin dive in.
Whoa.
Doesn't say that last part, but I remember that from all those Max Paynes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wondering what a modern Max Payne would look like. Because, like, the whole bullet time diving thing.
Be interesting.
Yeah, does that play in modern gameplay?
It can. I think there's definitely a way it can.
So you'd have to, like, level design would have to dictate, like...
Right.
Yeah.
The mechanic itself, I think, can play, but you have to have good level design mixed that enables you to do it and not just do weird things where you're bullet time diving into a wall standing next to you. But also you...
Like you could in the original game.
Right. Well, I mean, you can still do that probably, but... Like, it looks shitty, you know what I mean? Like, that looks like early 2000s. Yeah. But then also, you need to have good graphics doing that. Whether you're following the Bullet Sniper Elite style, you're letting, like, ragdoll and dismemberment happen on the other end. Like, you need to have good...
visual effects to go with. You need a theatrics.
Yes, exactly.
Of
You don't need Michael Bay. You need
The Matrix. The scene in The Matrix when they go into the building and they got all the guns and they're shooting all the pillars and the pillars are all exploding.
Kind of like that.
You need the particle effects.
Yeah.
You need the dust in your face. You need the blood splatter on your face. It gets a little bit in your mouth and you taste the iron and you're like, I'm gonna fuck someone up. Anyways,
remind me why that would just not to play Max Payne in the same room as you.
I have fond memories.
You'll be mad that your wife and kid got stolen by the cartel and you're just murdering.
I have fond memories of Max Payne up until the blood trail level.
Oh, and two, well, yeah.
Where every time you fall off the blood trail, you hear the baby screaming.
Yep.
And I said, you know what? I don't need this in my life.
Not worried about it anymore. Yeah, if they had like just some real good like slow mo, everything explode, like practical effects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be good. Number 9. The review embargo for Respawn Entertainment's Star Wars Jedi Survivor, the direct sequel to Fallen Order, dropped Wednesday. Overall, the game was praised as a solid sequel. However, the performance seems to be one of the game's main issues at launch, particularly on PC. A German website GameStar posted a gameplay video of Survivor running on a RTX 4090, a Ryzen 9 5900X with 32 gigs of RAM at 1440p resolution, and the game could not maintain 60 frames per second. Not to mention the VRAM usage on the 4090 was nearly 20 gigs. During the gameplay, the 4090's utilization was around 50%, indicating issues with optimization. GameStar also notes that the console version is far from immune from performance issues, as even the performance mode on PS5 is currently plagued by noticeable frame rate drops. Before we get into Nate's experience, we'll read EA Star Wars Twitter account's statement, which was a little interesting. It reads, quote, "We are aware that Star Wars Jedi Survivor isn't performing to our standards for a percentage of our PC players in particular those with high-end machines or certain specific configurations. For example, players using cutting-edge multi-threaded chipsets designed for Windows 11 were encountering problems on Windows 10, or high-end GPUs coupled with lower-performing CPUs also saw unexpected frame loss. Rest assured, we are working to address these cases quickly. While there is no single comprehensive solution for PC performance, the team has been working on fixes we believe will improve performance across a spectrum of configurations. We are committed to fixing these issues as soon as possible, but each patch requires significant testing to ensure we don't introduce new problems. And it goes on, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So, you did not experience these issues, I'm assuming.
Not that I noticed.
Okay.
I've only played for, you know, X amount so far.
Mm-hmm.
I've done the, I don't want to say like two boss battles, but you know how when they do the, hey, there's your name bar at the top type moments.
Mm-hmm.
Done two of those. I haven't had like the stats turned on, so I'd have to turn those on next time. I don't recall myself dropping below 60 at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an RTX card, so RTX is not turned on.
So there's some issues with the RTX thing too. So if you load, there's a bug too where if you, you know, if you load into a save game that you had RTX turned on for,
mm-hmm.
it's not on when you load into the game.
Interesting.
You have to turn it off and turn it back on, and then it'll kick on. And there was a YouTuber who kind of corroborated this whole low end. What'd they say? High-end GPU, low-end CPU thing.
Throughput problem.
Yeah. If you put more of the load on the CPU, your frame rates will stay higher more consistently.
Right, which is consistent with how computers work.
And then if you put more of the load on the GPU and less on the CPU, then your frame rates dropped.
Yeah.
But it didn't make sense in this instance because he was running a 4090 and he was running at, what was it? I think it was 1440p resolution on a 4090 with a whatever it was. It was some crazy, I think it was a 7800 3D cache CPU.
Okay.
So it wasn't like, he was getting like 80 frames when it was when he was skewing the graphics settings so that it was more demand on the CPU, and then like going below 60 frames when he was skewing it towards the GPU.
Hmm. Interesting.
So it was weird.
Yeah.
There's some like weird optimization stuff.
I've seen like weird little things, but not things I haven't experienced in any other game where it's like you experience it in console too, where like you hit a minor load moment where like then the world clicks in or something, or like a stutter on a certain object, or you know,
which is par for the course for like every new game, which I'm not saying it should be way, but
I'm playing this on Friday after the game has launched. Mm-hmm. When I launch the game, it says we are optimizing. 1 sec, it optimizes files and then goes in through. I can play it right away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing at 2K. By default, everything was set to high. I turned off three things. I turned off motion blur because I don't care. I turned off the film grain because I don't care.
I hate film grain.
I think I actually left on the
chromatic aberration.
I believe I left it on.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I turned off the other two because the film grain made it look weird. But otherwise, I looked at the default settings. Everything was on high, and I was like, all right, well, I'll just see if it like becomes a problem because I'm playing with a 1070 Ti. And a 7950X Ryzen 9.
Yeah.
A little bit beefier than the GPU.
Yeah.
And it was running fine. I didn't really notice any problems. So
yeah, kind of like, I mean, their statement reflects what everyone's been saying
and
online.
And what I would expect as well.
I don't know about that.
No. Not what I should expect.
Yeah.
What I do expect now. Every time we get review copies, we don't get review copies, but then we get reviews coming out in the wild where it's like, hey, the review copies you guys have are missing like a 16 gig patch worth of optimizations and other things.
Mm-hmm.
shut up.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
The problem of like,
I think the problem is that throwing people off is normally what you'd see is you'd see that, but most of the time, like the high end card, whatever the high end card is for that given time, can like power through it strictly on horsepower.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And that's not happening in this case. Make up
for it.
Yeah.
But yes, but it not being able to.
But I think it's a tech issue now, whereas in like this generation, we have ray tracing, we have DLSS3. Yeah, you know, there's like more shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of things for them to account for and optimize against.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so many variables in the same time. So it's.
Yeah.
There in no way is it an easy battle, but it also is. That's why it's always hard for me to believe a reviewer's discussion regarding performance. Now, I can understand them saying, like, this just doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Like, visually, unless they're going to go re-render a bunch of things, it's probably not going to change, like, its visual look. Thinking Gollum, no matter what the reviewer tells me, I think it looks like shit.
Yeah, which is, that's another game that's, like, horribly optimized.
Right. But I could understand them saying, like, there's some stuttering and yada yada, and then it's like, okay, I don't believe you, but I believe you, but there, I have more reason to give it, like, that Friday/Saturday after it's released and check who's actually playing it then.
Hmm.
And be like, okay, does it look like the day one patch fixed it and that the review copy just didn't have it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh, if you tell me the gameplay is bad, yeah, that's not going to get fixed. I believe that.
Yeah.
If you're going to tell me that it looks bad, yeah, that's mainly going to be the case. But if you're telling me something doesn't seem like it's optimized yet or whatever, well, that my guess usually is that it probably isn't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those like weird situations.
It's a catch 22.
Yeah, it really is. Because like they need the review copies early, but and you don't want to buy a broken game. But at the same time, it's like,
yeah. Whatever. So it's one of those where it's like at a certain point, it almost just delays everything by a week. Your sales and everything, because you have to prove it now that the review copies have soiled it. You now need to have a week of people watching it on Twitch and being like, I don't know what they were talking about. It looks like it's fine.
Yeah.
And then going, okay, I'll try it for myself and doing all that.
Yeah, I'm almost wondering if it's like, I don't know. Like, you don't want to blame one particular thing, but at this point, all of these features and all of these new graphics cards and all these new features and stuff like that, like, maybe the issue is implementation. Like, maybe we need to, maybe there should be better APIs for this shit.
Oh, there 100% probably should be. I mean, I think there should be, there's a lot of things that should be there, but.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about some rumor roundups that aren't in short stories. Multiple reports hit at a Mortal Kombat 12 announcement in the PlayStation Showcase in May.
Interesting.
A job offer from Nintendo has made mention of next-generation hardware and cross-platform development among the position responsibilities. It was also reported that Nintendo is rumored to be optimizing Pokemon Scarlet and Violet for a new Nintendo Switch model. They should have optimized it for their current one.
I wonder if they're going to, what, they're using a NVIDIA chip now?
In the rumored new one?
In the current Switch.
Oh, in the current one? I think so.
Okay.
But what? they've, going back three Pokemons now, have made shit Pokemon, like, optimized wise.
Yeah.
So.
I couldn't remember if they were using, I don't know. AMD Z1 chip announcement.
Yeah.
It kind of throwing me off. Anyways.
According to the LinkedIn profile of an associate QA technician at Playground Games, it appears that Fable is in its flighting test stage of development.
I have no idea what that means.
Neither do I.
But, I'm just annoyed by the Fable mention.
Yep. That's why he puts it into. He's a masochist.
I want everyone else to be annoyed with me.
Oh, gotcha.
Misery loves company.
According to the leak, Star Wars Jedi Survivor's main story takes around 25 hours to complete. Additionally, it was revealed that the new game plus will be available at launch. A patent filed by Sony Interactive Entertainment back in 2020 for an optical disc drive has become public this week, lending more credibility to a new PS5 SKU. And the one that basically I think everybody figured that was coming was the one with an external disc. And yeah. To which I say, why not just release the fucking USB drive? You don't need a new PSU SKU.
All right.
I got into it with a guy at work about that the other day.
Really?
Right, same guy. We were going back and forth. I was like, they don't. He's like, yeah, I don't understand either. So I didn't really get into it with him. More of us both just angry fish shaking at cloud. But
yeah. Doesn't make sense, but Sony be Sony.
Yep.
Now for the...
No, you can't buy Activision. Buy my new console instead. Why don't you just release the USB drive? Shut up.
Shut up, new console. Give money.
Then they throw him out the window. That meme.
Short things.
Short.
Yes. Microsoft just released its earnings for the 3 months, which showed for the past 3 months, which showed a steep decline in hardware sales, about 30%, and a slight dip in total gaming revenues. Fascinating. Dead Island 2 has sold.
Just like fascinating. Where I'm like, hey, yeah, you wanted to say those same things, those same exact sentences in reverse in September? Okay, cool.
Dead Island 2 has sold 1 million copies. High on Life has had 7.5 million unique players.
That's a lot of players.
That is. Game Pass. We'll do that to you.
Game Pass is a hell of a drug.
Sony has shipped 38.4 million PS5s worldwide so far. And plans to ship 25 million more by April of 2024. The head of PlayStation Production stated that the company has 10 projects in various stages of development, including film, television, and animation. Gamescom's Twitter account tweeted, quote, "We are excited to announce that Nintendo will be exhibiting at Gamescom 2023. Many more exhibitors will follow in the coming weeks. Stay tuned."
Stay tuned.
An Armored Core 6 trailer was shown this week. The game will be released on August 25th, 2023, assuming no delays.
Yo, do you like mechs?
Do you like mechs? That one shot where the mech had like the ring around it, and then the ring like opens up, and then it's like all rockets. And the yes. Fucking, oh, I was like, more of that, please, on my face, daddy. But what's going to happen? Well, follow me on this. What's going to happen is I'm going to buy the game.
Oh, all right. You're not going to Game Pass it.
Is it on Game Pass?
I don't know. It could be.
All right. Well, you know, whatever. However I can get the game for the cheapest
amount
of money.
You're going to acquire it.
I'm going to acquire the game. I'm going to install the game. I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to be excited to play the game. I'm going to turn the game on. I'm going to begin playing the game. I'm going to die within the first minute and 30 seconds. And I'll be like, oh, interesting. Fluke. Start again. 3 minutes. I'm going to die again.
Consistent. Right. Minute and a half again. I like that.
Fast forward 17 minutes. And I'm like, I don't know why the fuck I thought I could play From Software games. Fuck these Japanese fucks. And then I'm going to never play the game again.
So you're going to make it 17 minutes and never play it again.
Yes.
I like his optimism.
Star Trek. Star Trek. Fucking mouth, you piece of shit. Star Trek Resurgence has locked on to a May 23rd release date.
Is that the movie?
No, it's a game.
What?
It's a game. It's like a, I don't know. It's,
who cares?
Yeah.
Nerds.
Also happens to be the release date for The Next Generation almost 30 years ago. Reading a book right now by Brent Spiner, who is the actor who played Data. And it's called Fan Fiction, A Memnoir.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's a play on the word memoir.
Yeah.
Memnoir. You know, like a noir film.
Right. So memories in noir narration style.
You fucking, oh my god, guy's a genius.
What is it?
It's great.
All right.
It's fantastic. It's got all the cast because it takes place during when they're doing Next Generation.
Right.
And it's an audiobook. And all of the people do their own voices.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. Now you're making more sense to me.
Yeah.
Because before I was just like,
so it almost, it plays
film noir in his alone.
So it plays like a like an old audio drama.
Yeah.
Like a radio
like
drama.
Like a radio drama, yeah.
Trailers. We had some trailers this week. There's actually a lot of them. We didn't watch nearly.
I mean, frankly, we don't need to.
Yeah, fuck them. Did you watch The Flash?
No, one with I don't
Michael
give a
Keaton?
Shit. I don't care.
Okay. Same page.
Ezra Miller's a fucking crazy person.
Aren't they all? We watched the Armored Core trailer.
Yeah, we did.
Mechs.
A lot of them.
You know.
A lot of stuff going on in that trailer.
There was a lot going on.
A lot of battles.
Yeah. A lot of that weird Japanese random ass quotes, that whole thing.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Whatever.
Mean.
Twisted Metal. There was the teaser for Twisted Metal, the TV show.
Yeah, Anthony Mackie and a couple others.
Yeah.
The teaser doesn't. It was just like, okay, cool. Yep, those are the people from Twisted Metal.
It's a thing.
What are you doing in the show?
And then we also watched the trailer for Next Goal Wins, which is the next Taika Waititi film.
Yeah, which I'm intrigued. I don't know if I'm theater intrigued, but I'm intrigued.
No, I just thought it was. I was interested because it was Taika Waititi, but it also seems like it's not what he's famous for doing.
Kind of.
Yes.
I think he is famous for doing that.
As in, like, that type of, like, comedy? Or what do you mean?
Comedy, but, like, offshoot things. Like, I think those...
Mm.
God, twitched in my foot. Those offshoot, almost indie-ish, low popularity kind of films are what got him Guardians.
Yeah. Yeah. This one just seems... I guess it's the whole, like, true story angle that kind of throws me off.
That was almost a true story or whatever.
Whatever he says.
It's like there's it's a true story, but then it's like, you know, their version of it type of thing. So,
yeah,
it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be entertaining. Yeah.
Anyway, been 7 days. What you been up to?
Burning Shores.
I say,
played
we didn't already talk about it.
Messed that shit up. Made out with the girl.
Hell yeah.
As you do. I could talk about it for a bit, but it wasn't doing it for me. The relationship felt forced to me. I felt like there wasn't really good chemistry between the two.
Okay.
But whatever. You know, it's a DLC. There wasn't a lot of time for them to be macking on each other. It was really annoying. Because it takes your ability to fly away right in the beginning.
Yeah, I figured it would.
And then you don't get the ability to you don't get the new thing until the very end.
Yep.
So fuck you, Gorilla. And the Brent Spiner book, audiobook, and that's about it. That's all I got going on.
Nice.
What do you got going on?
World of Warcraft, new patch next week.
When's the raid dropping? Same day
week
or
after that?
Week after?
All
on the same day?
Yes.
Okay.
Played some Magic. Played some Star Wars. Played some show. Listening and watching a lot of baseball stuff, fantasy baseball, yada yada. That's really it for me. Try to get a little bit further in Witcher, but I got to figure out there's something going on with like Audible on my phone. It's freaking out and it's really pissing me off. I listen to it for a while and then it just all of a sudden like closes the app and I don't know why. So I got to figure that out.
That's annoying.
It's a weird thing. But yeah, otherwise that's really it.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Simple life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to obviously probably do some Jedi Survivor and that's about it.
Yeah, I'll see how much I don't know how much I'll get in like this weekend. Try to get some quality amount in. I'm curious to get further in and see like what the actual story is at this point. Because it still really hasn't been like told to me yet. I have ideas about what it's going to be, but it's not.
Yeah,
not confirmations. All right. Well, if that's the case. Then in 7 days, we will see you again. Until then,
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.